This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, I got to say, if we can get a rejuvenated, re-energized Spadil like we have this morning, I hope Bernie Sanders comes here every weekend.
I know, he is in such a great mood.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
You're in such a good mood today. You're talking common sense. You can tell you've been birdified.
You have been birdified.
Yeah, I got to see my buddy. Yeah,
you and the 36,000 people or something.
Yeah,
yeah. He set a record. It was his largest rally ever. Yeah.
Did AOC look hot to you?
Oh yeah,
smoking hot. Yeah. I'm glad you had a good time down there.
It was
man.
A great time. Yeah. Wow. She accidentally said fart instead of fight though. Yeah, there's like she's like we need to fight harder, but she accidentally said fart harder.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she actually did. I have a clip of it right
here.
Yeah,
I saw that video. She actually, when she said it, then she tried to correct herself really quick.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
We need a Democratic Party that fights harder for us.
That was quick.
That's okay. I'm sure there were a lot of that smoke in the air down there, was probably, you know.
Did everybody crack up?
Oh, yeah. Everyone laughed.
And fart is always a funny word, especially when you mess it up in front of 36,000 people. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're in a good mood today because you can tell you're re-energized. And, man, you just see the world in a whole different set of glasses right now. Good for you.
Speaking of which, to just go back, have you ever done those shrooms?
Shrooms?
Yeah. Did it give you like some kind of weird clarity?
I actually think that that's good for people who they need like to do something like that. Like they need to overcome something or like see something within themselves or whatever. I know I'm saying it kind of a weird way, but yeah, it's good for people, I think.
Yeah, because I had another friend that did him the shrooms thing, and he said it cured his depression.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre?
It is bizarre.
I know.
Yeah.
He like suffered like massive depression. And he said it just cleared it up.
It's crazy. It kind of breaks down all these like mental barriers, and it like lets you really confront like problems that you have within yourself.
Or like reset.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. Anyway, so that's our clarity. Oh, AOC and shrooms.
There you go.
That's all you need in life, right?
23 and me. A lot of people have taken this, put their DNA out there. They're going to go bankrupt, it looks like. And you're being warned that if they have your DNA, you might want to go online and cancel it. Delete it. Therefore, they can't use it by law. It can't be sold. Here's the warning.
We've got some breaking news to get to. Genetic testing company 23andMe has now filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The firm, valued at $50 million, is pushing for a buyout. So far, the board has rejected all offers, now saying a court-supervised sale is the best path forward. 23andMe will continue operations during this process. This, of course, comes just one day after California Attorney General Rob Bonta issued a consumer alert about the potential of this very thing happening, reminding customers to consider invoking their rights to have 23andMe delete their data and destroy genetic samples.
Delete! Go to their website to delete it. I'm surprised these companies are going under. I thought that this whole DNA thing was going to be the future.
I feel like everybody already did it. Anybody that was interested in it has done it.
Yeah, they ran through all their clientele.
Yeah, that's like a one-time, thing. It's like, that's why it sucks to be an orthodontist. You get those little kids, and then they don't need you anymore.
Well, at least for that, you've got other little kids coming along. Yeah. You've got a pipeline there. But with this 23andMe, and wasn't it in the beginning, I remember that when I did it, they could detect like heart conditions and things like that were hereditary, within your family. But I, for some reason, I don't think it flew. I don't know what happened with them.
I can't believe you did it, of all people.
You know, there's two things. I wish I'd never taken the COVID jab, and I wish I'd never done the 23andMe. Because let me tell you, here's the way I feel about it. They're going bankrupt. You don't think they knew they were going bankrupt 6 months ago? Of course they did. And if they could have gotten money by selling your DNA and do it legally because you hadn't opted out and deleted, they've already sold it.
And what does one do when they buy somebody else's DNA? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, all right, so I'm a company, right? I have a big company, and I'm going to buy, they'd say, what, $60 million or something?
Yeah.
So I'm going to buy all that DNA for $60. What am I going to do with it?
Well, I read that the most people that are interested in it are law enforcement. Because they can use that, to match up to crimes throughout the country.
That makes sense.
Without, you know, invading, without a warrant to invade your privacy, that if they buy it through 23andMe, that law enforcement can take this, put it in their database, and solve a lot of crimes possible.
Yeah, that.
So that was the number one customer for it, from what I understand.
Yeah,
I don't know. But it does make sense, right?
Instead of them trying to sneak a McDonald's cup to you and go, hey, here, take a drink of this, and then getting it out of the trash, what they have to do.
Plus, I'm not so sure that they were accurate with their, you know, their genealogy to begin with.
You're not Native.
I'm not Native American, and my daddy told me I'm Native American. He told me that for years, Jamie. Then he came back that I was not Native American, therefore 23andMe blows.
But which dad was that told you?
I don't remember. I think it was my Cherokee dad. I remember he had feathers on his head.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. To make a Monday worse, Colorado State loses by 1 point.
Sad for them.
1 point, man. We were there.
Do you think that the coach just went home and cried?
I don't know. I did see his press conference afterwards. He wasn't very happy. His kids played great. They played great. So he was thankful for that, but he wasn't, he wasn't happy that he didn't win. That's for sure.
By 1 point.
I know. Ugh. Final bucket, Maryland. They win.
From the out of bounds to the freshman queen who's driving, floats it.
Oh!
Maryland on the right side of the buzzer beater with life into the Sweet 16.
We lost. Out of the game.
Maybe I'm just mad, but I just don't even like her.
Who? The commentator?
I think it's just because I'm mad, because I wanted CSU to go further.
Doesn't matter who the commentator was.
No,
you'd still be mad.
You'd
just be mad. Mad. We're all mad. Except for this, the Pope is out of the hospital. Did you see this?
Is that the craziest thing? We'd all written him off, you guys. I feel like even his successors had, they'd hoped, they had written him off. And, you know, the guy was in the, he was on the side. Ready to be pulled up, right? From the minors.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah, he is at the minors. He's ready. He had his little hat on. He's like, oh, ha, ha. And then
hey, Dave, throw some water on the smoke.
He's
back. He's back. 30 days in the hospital. And I saw a video. Did you see the video of him?
No.
They wheeled him out over the weekend. Okay, he's back at the Vatican, right? He's in the wheelchair. And people are saying that, hey, the Pope doesn't look good. He's 100 years old. He's been in the hospital for 30 days. He's got hoses coming out of his nose. Yeah. He's not going to look good.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what you were expecting, George Clooney?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But he doesn't look bad. I'm looking at a picture. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
For a guy that's been sick and been in the hospital. Yeah. I mean, this guy was death's door.
Yeah. Well, all those prayers worked, I guess.
I guess so.
Because people were praying outside the hospital and all this stuff. Man, I just feel bad for that guy that was, in the minors.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, are you kidding me?
It was that one cardinal. That one cardinal said that, hey, it does not look good. We need to prepare.
Uh-huh.
That guy right there. Yeah. That's the guy, if you want to just go back to who's pushing for his death, that it's that cardinal.
I feel like the Pope was like, I am not going to die and let him in.
Oh, there's a power struggle there.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. He's back. He's
that
back
is crazy. I never saw this coming.
No.
Neither.
Right?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I thought he was a goner.
Yeah, me too.
I did. Welcome back, Pope.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie. And you can get us on the Odyssey app. Yeah, right after the show, after 10 o'clock. It's the podcast. It's up there, too. All right, what is it you need to talk to me about?
No, I was laughing because I took a note, and I forgot I took it on Saturday. I took some notes.
Okay.
So here's what's funny. So don't cheat, okay? Don't cheat.
All right.
Tell me if you, Spadil, you especially, because we can't see your screen. Don't cheat and don't look it up. Okay.
Right.
But there is something that's up and coming that is going to be the new rage. Okay. It's going to be the new rage because Coach Prime is on board, right? Remember when he made the sunglasses?
The blenders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Coach Prime is on board with this as a sport, and it's sweeping the nation. It's going to be so huge. And one of the guys that's huge is his name is, and here's what I was going to ask you. Trey McKinney. You guys ever heard of him? Trey McKinney.
No.
What do you think he's huge at? Trey McKinney.
I'm just going to shot in the dark, pickleball.
Good guess. Trey McKinney, Coach Prime.
He's a professional paintball player.
Good guess.
Yeah.
And Coach Prime is on board, and he wants to be a part of this.
Okay.
Okay.
So curling.
Curling. Nope. Bass fishing.
Actually, Coach Prime, no, he has been. Like, ever since he's gotten here, that's all he does is bass fish.
No.
It's true.
It is true. So listen to this. So my son is here, right, visiting, and he was sleeping. So I'm just, like, kind of waiting for my kid to wake up, right? So I'm just flipping around television. Well, all of a sudden, the Bass Masters Classic in Texas was on, right? And I was like, oh, I remember that Trey McKinney is from my hometown. I want to see if he's, my sister said, like, he's a huge star in Southern Illinois. So I stop on this Bassmaster Classic in Texas to watch all these people catch a fish. And who shows up? Coach Prime!
No.
Yes.
No kidding.
Literally on Saturday, he's one of the commentators, right? And he's like, yeah, you guys, I didn't know there's so much free stuff. I went over that Bass, what's the Bass Pro Shop? Pro Shop. He's like, I went over to their little area. And I mean, they hooked me up. This is crazy.
No
I have
kidding. Yes. Big fisherman, huh?
Yeah, and he said that he and Hunter were just fishing on Friday, and that everywhere he moves or goes to, he has them build him a lake. I call it a pond, but he can call it a lake if he wants. So, like, his house here in Boulder, he has a pond behind it.
Yeah.
And so they fish on it, and he's like, it brings everybody together, and there's no, you know, and he's like, it's something everybody can do.
I saw a picture of his backyard.
Yeah.
It's been circulating. He's got a basketball full court out there. Mm-hmm. He's got that pond that you're talking about. He's got a pool that's the size of friggin' Greeley.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, that yard is unbelievable. I think he's got like a couple of golf holes out there.
He said every single property he owns, he has somebody put in a lake.
No
so
kidding.
He can, and stock it so he can go fishing.
That's cool.
And it was hilarious because I'm like, I can't believe Coach Prime was on the Bass Classic.
Well, even more shocking to me is that you've got a kid that's 18, 19 years old that's coming out of college, and he's headed to the NFL, probably the number one pick in the NFL, and this guy's out on a boat with you?
I know.
Because, I mean, you would think, okay, I get it when you're past maybe 40, okay?
Right, yeah.
But to be a 19, 20-year-old that's getting ready for the NFL draft within a month, and you're out on a lake with your old head coach?
Yeah, and what's funny, he said that that's how he and Hunter get their head right. If something's going on, everything's too busy and the world's too noisy, they go out fishing.
You know, I saw a video probably, I don't know, during the football season where he and Hunter said that when the season ended and before the draft that they were going to go on a trip. That they were going to spend a month going from state to state fishing.
Fishing, yeah. It is
that they were
going to
rent an RV, and they were going to just hit the road, the open road.
Well, Coach Prime did say something funny, and I was like, oh, he's actually brilliant. So they said, well, what do you think about these? This is your first bass fishing tournament that you've been to, right? And he's like, well, here's the thing, guys. They need numbers. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? And I didn't get it either. He said, you know how I like NASCAR, you're number three, you're number seven, you're on. He's like, they got all these advertisers all over their shirts, but they don't have a number. So I can't remember all these bass fishermen's names.
Yeah, that's
but if
a good
they were
point.
Number three or number seven, I'd be rooting for them.
Darn right. Yeah. No, he might be onto something.
I know. It's like,
it's like a racehorse.
Good. Yeah. And
all the horses look the same to me.
And then one of the guys says, why don't you come out with your own products in bass fishing? And he's like, it's like a light bulb went on. So mark my words, we had sunglasses. This dude, Coach Prime, is coming out with a whole line of fishing crap.
Totally. And you know he's going to do it. And it's going to be huge.
It is going to be huge. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. He's going to have
large mouth Dion.
Yeah.
That's what I'd go with.
Prime poles. Yeah.
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 prime poles. That's pretty good.
How about, like, my stuff's not crappy. It's crappy. It's for crappy. You know, something like that. Because my son thought it was crappy. It's crappy. But some people see it when they see that word, they say crappy.
That big mouth bass fishing, that thing is such a big deal and so much money
so
involved
much money.
In it. I've got a nephew in Middle Tennessee. He participates. He's a part of a pretty good circuit there in the South. He won a $75,000 boat last year.
Yeah.
He won that just catching a damn fish.
Now, was that your bass tracker?
I don't know what it was. I don't know. I have no idea what he won.
Or was that the Bass Pro? Was he driving there? Was it an Evinrude Mercury? Well, what was it?
$77,000. Probably a Bayliner.
Probably. Yeah.
I hear they're good fishing boats.
It's boat talk.
But he won a $75,000 boat.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a tournament. It's a bass tournament.
So and that's I'm like, the really? Thing, Schmidl. Like, if these guys, like this Trey McKinney or whatever, he's a multimillionaire now because of all his sponsors.
Yeah.
We need to get you guys better marketing out there.
Dude,
you guys
PayPal,
need, like, names all over you.
Yeah, PayPal just gets no outside money, like, at all.
But they're catching a fish.
I don't understand it because it's more action packed than watching someone fish, and it's no one wants to watch it, man.
I mean, like, literally, they were on Fox 31 for a fishing tournament on Saturday. This wasn't TBS. This was Fox. And the guy's just sitting there fishing.
Yeah. You know, there is something out of this playbook you could take, though. You guys need numbers.
We have numbers.
Oops.
Yeah.
I've never noticed it because you're camouflaged.
I'm number 18. Yeah,
well,
that's like my number.
Well, you're camouflaged, so you can't see him.
Oops.
I don't have I'm not like running around in the woods.
You didn't even know his number?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Or
his
that
number.
We have blue jerseys? They're not camo.
No, yeah, they look like the Avalanche.
Yeah,
they ripped them off.
Yeah, it's total ripoff.
Yeah, he came in and showed you.
They're maroon and blue.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well. Or maybe there's some other way that you could have noticed it. I didn't know you had numbers.
Yeah.
All right.
Oops.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Spadil.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's going to be windy today. Windy, windy, windy. Going to be warm, though. Not bad at all.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Your next chance to win tickets to see the Jonas Brothers happens with the Slacker Show this afternoon and back here tomorrow morning at 7:45. If you're a big Jonas fan, 7:45 tomorrow morning. You know what I think I'm going to organize? A big old George Foreman grill off for his funeral.
Oh, that'd be a great idea.
The day that his funeral is, it's not been announced yet, that we just encourage everybody that's got a grill, that's the day to use
it. I like that. That really honors him. I was being real.
Yeah, the smell over Denver.
Yeah. Smells like George.
Oh, red meat cooking on his grill.
That's a great idea.
George Foreman grill. I'm telling you.
I'm supporting you.
I'm totally about it, too.
I feel like you're facetious.
No, I'm supporting
you're being a little
you.
Facetious.
I think that's actually beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, very rarely does somebody, die that has something as iconic as that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. You know, it's like if Mrs. Butterworth were to pass away, we'd all, like, use syrup.
I was surprised that he did pass away, though.
I know.
I didn't even know the guy was sick.
Yeah.
76 years old.
Well, it doesn't say what caused his death yet.
I thought I saw heart condition or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
76 years old. In fact, Mike Tyson said in his career, he's the only man, George Foreman is the only man that he feared in his life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He said he never, ever wanted to fight George Foreman.
Man.
Of all people.
He said in this one thing that at one point, because he got a percentage of the George Foreman grill, at one point he was getting $8 million a month.
Wow.
Oh, God. A month.
What? $8 million a month? I know he made a fortune off of it. $8 million
a month
off a countertop grill.
And that grill, Jamie, I don't know when it came out.
Yeah.
It was like 30 years ago. And it still sells like hotcakes.
Yeah. Isn't
it's
that crazy?
Unbelievable. $8 million a month?
It says that he won't tell exactly how much he made. The podcaster said something like, well, the rumor is you made about $200 million. And he laughed. And he goes, it was more than that. At one point, I was making $8 million a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that guy, that thing's been out for 40 years.
Yeah. I know. I can remember being little and watching TV with my dad. My dad's like, huh, I wonder if that thing works. Hey, Nancy, should we buy one of these things?
He's got to be close to a billionaire.
Yeah,
he's got to be. Right? He's got to be. With that kind of money, you kidding me? I'm
crazy?
Telling you, one of the greatest inventions ever, though. I swear by it. That George Foreman, nothing has ever come along. You know, Cuisinart, I think it is, has tried it.
Cuisinart.
They've tried it. Different companies have tried it.
It can't
nobody,
be matched.
Nobody matched George.
Literally saved my life in college.
All right, let's do it. Carson, let's put together a grill.
I'm in.
The day of the funeral will encourage everybody.
I feel like I should go get one now.
You need to.
Because I have FOMO about you guys and your burgers.
Get the double. Don't get single.
Oh, yeah, don't get
single.
Yeah,
whatever you do,
it's
a waste. Yeah, go get the bad boy. Yeah, less splatter.
I thought there was no splatter. You put the lid on it.
Yeah, that single, there's a little bit of splatter. When you get the single, because it's so small,
it is,
Carson?
Yeah, yeah.
When you pop down the lid,
everybody
that owns one knows exactly what I'm talking about. When you have the single, you get more counter splatter, okay?
Yep.
When you get the double, there's more in trapped in the machine itself.
Yes, yes,
and then it goes into that drip pan and you're good.
Wow. You're convincing.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.